Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 28, 1937, shortly before 10 a.m., rebels descended on Bridgetown for the third successive day, and stores and shops which had been closed were looted. The report in the Barbados Observer noted that, in the twinkling of an eye, peacefulness gave way to chaos. The police have again begun to fire to quell the disturbances, and the cries of the wounded mingled with the general tumult. One woman fell in Lucas Street, two men in Luke Street were wounded in their hands, and another man walked briskly up Broad Street, showing the crowd his right arm. Within a few minutes, the crowd ran from the streets. The wounded sought aid at the General Hospital, and the streets were deserted. This action did not persist into the afternoon, and quiet prevailed in the city. After 3 days of revolt, the police had regained control of the city. Bridgetown was now on police lockdown. Very few people ventured outside, as police patrols dominated a once busy commercial space. However, one brave correspondent of the Barbados Observer did venture out and capture the mood and atmosphere in the city in his article entitled Black Tuesday in Barbados, the inside story of the riot by a correspondent. The afternoon brightness fell on small groups of men walking hither and thither, some singly, others in small bands. Except for one fact, that police drove in numbers through the streets with rifles pointing over the sides of the motor cars that bore them along. Each police constable carried his rifle, and one never met a solitary policeman. At the entrance of Probyn Street from a Bay Street side, and on Bay Street itself, opposite to the big white building erected a few months ago by Plantations Limited, were two lines, each composed of five or six policemen leaning on their rifles, bayonets in their belt, a corporal slightly ahead of them, and all in their flannel shirts and helmets. As we went, I found policemen lounging or sitting in groups at every corner, in the shades of the shops, on boxes, and sergeants on their horses, but always in their hands were their rifles. I had passed some minutes before a squad of harbor police who were being marched into their station under the eye of an officer. They had done their duty and were now returning. Barbados has experienced her turn of violence and rioting. I felt it was sure to come. From the temper of the crowd that filled the courtyard and besieged the grim little courthouse, it was plain to all who cared to see that there was something ominous.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.